Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's also September 22nd, first full day of fall, and the weather will reflect that as we get to this afternoon and especially the next couple of days. Greg Upton joins us, assistant research professor at LSU's Center for Energy Studies. Hey, Greg, how you?
Well, Tommy, I walked out of my house this morning and it was 70 degrees, so I'm doing really well. How are you doing?
You guys got it already, probably, huh? I would think the cold front's going to be there first.
Oh, yeah, it's here, and it's perfect.
It's here, and it's perfect, and I'm not going anywhere inside. Tell me about oil and gas, and let's start with Port Fourchon, I guess, and the effects of the storm and work our way out from Port Fourchon to the wells, to the rigs and so forth. Is production back to where it was pre-Ida?
Yeah, so Port Fourchon is back and running, so that's good news. So sort of that gateway in order to get the oil and natural gas from the Gulf of Mexico into the refineries on shore is open. But for perspective, right after Ida hit, about 96% of the oil production from the Gulf of Mexico was down, and the most recent numbers are saying that about 23% of that oil production is still down today. And the reason for that, a lot of these structures were damaged. It's going to take time to fix them. And in particular, reports from Shell, who is, of course, the largest producer in the Gulf of Mexico, they've said it's going to be into next year before they're able to bring all this production back online. The peak of the storm, there was 9 refineries down, which is the next step in that chain, for about 2.3 million barrels a day. For perspective, that's 13% of U.S. refining capacity. Today, we're down to 2 refineries down at 500,000 barrels a day, so that's 3%. So the good news is refineries are more or less up and running, and gasoline shortages have seemed to subsided. Prices are about 15, 20 cents higher than they were pre-Ida, but nothing out of the ordinary.
So what about jobs and the people that work in the Bayou parishes and depend on oil and gas for their living? Are there some people that are not able to go back to work, or are they juggling maybe having a house that's been destroyed and trying to get back to work, et cetera? What do you know of that, Greg?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you look offshore, so there's about 560 what are called manned structures offshore. So those are structures that people actually go to and live on while they're working offshore. And 41 of those are still down. And so what that tells you is those workers that are working on those, well, those jobs just aren't available right now as those structures are down. So there's definitely people who probably typically work offshore who aren't doing so right now. And then, of course, the difficult thing, as you mentioned, is people's homes are destroyed and they've had to evacuate to Houston or someplace else. And that's going to be, difficult to get them to where they need to work. And so you really have constraints on both the supply side of where are the workers, they available, but also on the demand side, making sure those facilities are up and running so that the workers can go to work.
We always focus on Port Fourchon, and rightfully so. But what about Venice? I see trucks with oil pipes constantly passing along Highway 23, and I live pretty close to there. How important is Venice as it relates to oil production, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, sure. I mean, Venice is an important port. There's definitely oil and gas that moves through there. I don't have the numbers offhand, but as far as I've seen, the reports are saying that all of the ports in South Louisiana are back and running after Ida. So hopefully at this point that's not the constraint in the value chain.
So all of this disruption after Ida with the gasoline, et cetera, we still got a lot of storm season to go. I know the weather is beautiful today, but is there anything that can be done for the next time so we don't have that catastrophe with the gasoline and unfortunately one guy killing another one and one guy's dead and the other's probably going to be in jail for the rest of his life? I know that's not, you know, it's human behavior. That's not directly a result of the gas lines, but is there anything they can do to maybe put themselves in a better position?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the biggest piece of gasoline shortages for the individual customers this time was really those power outages. And so the oil and gas value chain, when you look at the data, was actually pretty resilient. Of course, you had the production come offline and you had the refineries come offline, but there was enough gasoline in storage in order to supply it to people. And there was also enough oil there to be refined when those refineries were coming back online. And so I think the big thing with individual customers not being able to get the gasoline, that's really, you have to focus on the hardening of the power grid itself. And when you look post-Katrina, for instance, there was significant investment in storm hardening, the power grid. When you looked after Gustav, again, there was significant investment. And I think what you'll see in this after Ida is, again, another round of investment. And sort of how it works is when stuff breaks, you build it back to a specification that hopefully if that same storm came through, it wouldn't break again. And so that's the best strategy to deal with those supply chain issues, most likely.
And for those platforms that are out of operation, the companies are working on those, and do you have any timeline on when they come back up?
Yeah, so Shell has said it'll be into early next year, likely, when most of their production is back on. So it can take some time, for sure, to get those back. You know, if a platform is a lot of damage, you have to go out there and fix it. It has to be ready for the workers to come back. And you also need to make sure that all the infrastructure that actually moves the oil and natural gas is also ready to go. And there's a lot of safety steps with that. So it's going to be several more months, at least, I would say.
And quickly, what are you hearing about the Alliance refinery?
You know, I haven't seen any media reports. My guess is it's not back up and running yet, given the initial damage. But I don't have that verified.
Gotcha. Thank you, Greg. I appreciate your time. Enjoy the fall weekend.
You too. Thanks, Tommy.
All right, go Tigers. Assistant Research Professor at LSU Center for Energy Studies, Greg Upton.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.